Boker Tov, good morning. Erev Shabbat Shalom. We are continuing today's daf. Today's daf is daf Pei Vav, daf 86. Today's class should be for the Refuah Shalom, Abba Lachalim, Bechalam, Chem Dab, Barachom, Acham Zan, Emel, Chanu, Kam, Rifas, Arab, Arab, Shalom, Asa, Debir, Mechad, Yafav, Adar, Arab, Adar, Arab, Adar, Shalom, Amis, Arab, Fahim, Adam, Shalom, Chana, Yafav, Miriam, Yabed, Abba, Nifah, Chai, Zahod, Arab, Arab, Chana, Sim, Chana, Mekah, Miriam, Adar, Chudis, Vanim, Chana, Alan, Adam, 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 Yachas, Tamar, Sabah, Chana, Agab, Brigit, Abba, Barachom, Dan, Ben, Nisai, Zahom, Nidia, Kandum, Bar, Makah, Lishab, Anantar, Yaman, Yafah, Yosef, Ben, Ben, Shalom, Shalom, Penina, Yosef, Ben, Yafad, Yaman, Yas, Muhammad, Afar, Madam, Agab, Okay, we left off at the bottom of 85B, Pehe Amud Bet, towards the long lines, about six lines on the bottom of the page. Amar Le Rava Libre. Rava said to the son of the Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, the son of Rabbi Chiya, Ta emalach milta maliuta dehava amar avuch. Let me tell you something that your father, something great that your father used to tell me. So he said, Hada amar Shemuel, that what Shemuel said, Hamocher shtar chov lechavero. If someone sells a document that he's owed money in this document, he sells that document to someone else. And then he went after he sold it, and he foregoed on the lending, on the loan. So the Gemara says, "Machul." It is considered it's considered forgiven, and therefore, even though the person bought it from him, the loan is forgiven. So the Gemara says, "Va'afilu yoresh mochel," and even the inheritor is able to forego on that regard. And the Gemara says, "Modeh Shmuel b'machneset shtar chov lebala." Shmuel agrees that when the woman gives her document that she's owed money, she gave a loan, she gave that money to her husband, that document to her husband, v'chazrau machalatu, and then she went back and she forgave the loan, she'eno machul, that would not be forgiven. Why? Because the man's hand is like her hand, in that she's not able to forego on that loan once it belongs to the both of them. We're at the bottom of Pehe Amud Bet, towards the last two lines. Kreved Rav Nachman, the relatives of Rav Nachman, there was a relative of Rav Nachman, Zavinta l'ktubata, she sold her ketubah, b'tovat ana'a, for a little bit of money, not for a lot, just for a little bit. So what happened? Igresha v'shechiva. He got a divorce, and she ended up dying. Atu katav'ila librata. So what happened? The people who bought it from her were coming to ask for from the daughter, they wanted to collect the ketubah. They wanted to collect the ketubah of the daughter's mother. So, Amar Lehu Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said to them, Leka de lisvala etza. Did no one ever tell this girl, give her some advice? Tezil ve techla le ketubata de ima le gabe avua, that she should go and forgive on the rights. The ketubah that the mother had with the father, go forgive on that right, and then v'terta minei, and then she will inherit it. Why didn't anyone tell her this? So she heard this, shama azla achilte, so she went and did that. She went and forgave the ketubah, and that's exactly what she did, and she inherited the ketubah. So Amar Rav Nachman, asinu atzmenu keochei dayanin. Rav Nachman said, we made ourselves like judges. Why like judges? So this was the relative of Rav Nachman. The relative, remember we had a similar story like this with the relative of Rabbi Yochanan. Now we have a story like this with a relative of Rav Nachman. That Rav Nachman, he gave advice to his relative how to be able to get the ketubah, her mother's ketubah. He said, forego on the ketubah so that it doesn't go to the buyers, and then you will get it yourself. Okay, now he's saying, I made myself like a judge, I made myself ke'ochera dayanin, that now I'm trying to take advantage because it's my relative. So the Gemara says, me'ikara my savar, ulvasof my savar. What did he think in the beginning, and why did he change his mind at the end? So the Gemara says, "Meikara savar." At the beginning, he thought there's a pasuk in Yeshayahu. The pasuk says, "Umisarecha lo titalam." It says, "From your flesh," meaning your own relatives, you shouldn't hide yourself. Meaning you should take care of your own relatives. So he thought he should take care of his relatives. And then afterwards, said, "Uvasov savar adam chashuv shani." That somebody who is a chashuv person, an important person, like Rav Nachman. He thought maybe it was not smart for him to do something of that to help his relative. Look at Rashi says, "Lefi shelemedin hemenu v'yeshi asu af shelo lekrovim." Because people will learn from him, and people may do this even for not relatives. So since people would do this for not relatives, he's saying, "I'm an important person. I shouldn't have done this," and he regretted what he did. That's why he changed his mind. The Gemara then says Gufa. We go back. Amar Shmuel, Hamocher Shtar Chov LeChavero. If someone sells a document that he lended money through to his friend, he sells the rights to the document, and then he forgave the loan. So what happens? The Gemara says it is considered forgiven. And even the inheritor is able to forgive, like we said earlier. So Amar Rav Huna, B'reid Rav Yehoshua, Rav Huna says, V'i pikeach, if he's very smart, who mekarkesh le zuze ve'katav le shtara bishmei. What should he do if he's very smart? He should give this person, the borrower, money, and lend him money as well, and get a document from him in his name. Meaning have him sign a document that he owes you money, so now you have some relation together, and so therefore, if the guy wants to try to forgive that loan that he gave him, that he sold to you, that the document, he's not going to be able to, because you already have something, a kesher with this person, right? Rashi says, if the buyer is smart, so write a document in his name. Before they make any acquiring between them, he should do this loan to this person so that he has something in his name as a document with the person that was borrowed from, that borrowed. So the Gemara then says, Amar Amemar, Amemar comes and says, Man dedain dina degarme magbe be damesh taram alia. If someone judges a dina de garme, what is this dina of the garme? So Rashi says, "A mechayev et hagorem hefsed lechavero." If somebody is a, let's say he's a judge, he collects, or he is mechayev, he makes liable the person who causes a loss to his friend. Someone who causes a loss to his friend, if he is mechayev oto, so that person is doing dina de garme, and he gets to collect the whole shtar. We're at towards the middle of Pevav Amud Aleph. Okay, he collects the whole shtar for the person. But man delod da'in dina de garme, a person who does not do a judgment of garme, meaning he does not mechayev a person who caused a loss to someone, so then magbebe damen niara be'alma. He only collects the worth of the paper, the document paper itself. He doesn't get anything more than that.
Is that grama?
Right, garme, dina de garme, right. It's a dina de garme is hagorem. It causes hefsed lechavero. I don't know if it's referring to direct or indirect. I think it's gorem is referring to causing. That's what garma means. Okay? Hava uvda v'kafye rafram la Rav Ashi. There was an incident like this. And Rafram forced Rav Ashi v'agbe be kishura l'tzalme. And he had him collect the money value worth because he did dina de garme. He made liable the person who was caused someone to lose money. So he collected kishura l'tzalme, like a rod for like a picture for painting, right? They had, I guess they used to have here. Rashi explains it. Rashi says, "Klomar giboy gamur." I mean, what he means to say is he collected the full document. Kol hayse dikdek bo kaasher dikdek halokeach kora latsur bat surot. It's like a rod in order to color with something of the like. Shelokeach yishara v'chalaka, meaning a person is going to get a rod or some type, you know, a painter or something like that. They're very specific with what type of, you know, utensils they use for their painting. So he said, I was so specific with the details of the document that I collected everything to say like a phrase as if I went and got myself my own painting utensils for this to make art. That's what he meant to say. Amar Amemar, Mishmei de Rav Chama. Amemar says in the name of Rav Chama, Hai man de ika ale ketubat isha. Somebody who has the obligation of a ketubat isha, of a woman's ketubah, ubaal chov, and he has to pay a debt. Ve'id le yara, ve'id le zuzeh. He has a land, and he has money. So what should he do? Lebaal chov misalkinan le bezuzeh. For the person he owes money, he should pay money. Le isha, and for the woman, misalkinan la be'ara, he should give land. Why? Because we know that the property, we know the karka, is mishubad le ketubata. So we know the property is a lien on the ketubah. So he has to pay her the property, and he has to pay the person he owes money to, the money. Haiki dinei, v'haiki dinei, each person is doing according to what he really owes them, what's really the law. Ve'i lo ika ela chadara. And if, let's say, he only has one land, one property, ve'lo chazia ela lechad, and he only has enough for one of them, either for the ketubah of the woman, let's say they're getting a divorce, or he has enough for the baal chov. So le baal chov yavinan le, le isha lo yavinan la. He gives to the baal chov, to the person he lended, to the he owes money to, but not to the person, not to his wife. Why? Ma'i ta'ama, what's the reason? Yoter mima sha'ish rotze lisa, isha rotze linase. More than what a man wants to marry, a woman wants to marry. Meaning, a woman wants to marry more than a man. It's actually interesting. We had a Gemara earlier that said that a woman prefers to have much less but be together with a man rather than have much more but be separated, right? Ritsa isha kav as it go kavetiflud tisha kabin uprishut. That was the Gemara. So it prefers to have less but be together, right? But I was speaking to, you know, over periods of experience speaking to different women, and there was a woman who told me that, you know, she went out with a certain guy and she said that she hated it so much that she came home and said, I prefer not to get married than to be with this person, to that extent. Meaning to say that I think times have changed. And maybe nowadays it could be that it's not exactly like that, a black and white rule for all women, letza'arenu, but it's an interesting deen. Also, just to mention on yesterday's daf, I think I forgot to mention it, but there was a case we learned about what we discussed on the Amud Aleph of Pehe, that we said that Bat Rav Chista, the story that we had, that he knew, she knew that this woman was a liar, and she said to her husband, Rava, don't believe her, she comes and swears, so he reversed the swear to be on the other Baal Din and not on her. And we learned from there a phrase that's called Kimli Begave, that if I know the person, I know who they are, even if I'm not, let's say, a kosher witness, I'm not too edim to come and testify, but I know who they are, you can believe me. And so from this, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very, very important teshuvah. I forgot to mention it yesterday. It's a very practical teshuvah. He says that what happens if somebody has family members and he's choser b'tshuvah, and the family is not observant, and they don't necessarily keep the highest level of kashrut, but he comes to their house every now and then, and they tell him, our food is kosher. So are you allowed to believe them? So according to Din Ne'emanut, they're not believed. They don't keep it themselves. But according to that Gemara, Kimli Begave, you can say, I know them, they're my family. They wouldn't lie to me. And so Rabbi Ben Chaim is posek like that, that you can believe them, not mitzad Ne'emanut, but mitzad Kimli Begave, that I know that they're my family, they would never lie to me. So that was a very important thing from yesterday. Okay, just to continue. So that's why a woman, you wouldn't give her the money, because the man, the woman prefers to be married more than the man, so therefore she would be okay with it. Even if they don't have this value, even if they don't get the ketubah, they don't get this property at the end, she would still be more okay with it. Amar le Rav Papa, Rav Papa said to Rav Chama, Vaday da amritu mishmei de Rava. Did they for sure say this in the name of Rava? Hay man de maskei bezuzei. If somebody, he borrowed money from someone, ve'it le ara, and he has land, ve'ata ba'al chov, and the person he owes money to came, ve'katava minei, and he's asking for the money. Ve'amar le, and he tells him, zil shekol me'ara, go and take from the property. Take what's worth from the property. So, did we not say Amrinan le zil zabin at vaiti havle? Did we not say that you have to go and sell the property and go and give it to him yourself? So Amar le, he responded. Rav Chama responded, "Lo, that's not what we said." So the Gemara says, "Emali gufa deuva hechiava." Tell me how the actual incident happened. How this whole story happened. So Amar le, he said back to him, "Tole ma'otav beoved kochavim hava." It was a story where this person was tole, that his money actually was, here Rashi says, ma'ot hayalo lifroa ve'omer shel oved kochavim hem. He said he had money to pay, he owed money, but he said this is a non-Jew's money. I'm holding the non-Jew's money, it's not my own money. So because of that, he said this was the incident. So what happened? Hu asa shelo kohagin, defichach asul bo shelo kohagin. He did something that was not proper, so therefore they did back to him something that was not proper, and they made him forced. They forced him to sell his field, right? Because he did something that was improper, so he forced the person to sell his field in order to pay the person back. Okay, Amar le Rav Chana la Rav Papa. Rav Chana says to Rav Papa, ledidach da Amar, that which you say. No, I said. Amar le Rav Kahana le Rav Papa. Rav Kahana says to Rav Papa, ledidach de amart periyat baal chov mitzvah. That which you said to pay back a baal chov what's owed is a mitzvah. Right, Rashi says, Masachet Arachin, it's over there in Daf Kafbet Amud Aleph. So Rashi says, periyat baal chov mitzvah alav lifro chovo, ul emet devarav dichtiv hin sedek, shiyeh hin shelcha, velav shelcha. Tzedek, right? So that's the Gemara in Bava Metzia. But the idea is that you're paying back of your loan, what you borrowed, is a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, according to you, Rav Papa, that you hold it's a mitzvah. Amar lo nicha li de'avid mitzvah mai. Someone says, I don't want to perform the mitzvah. So what's the din then? Someone says, I don't want to. So the Gemara says, Amar le tanina. We already learned, b'med v'rim amurim. When do we say that we give the person malkut arbaim? Rashi says, b'mitzvat lo ta'aseh. When it's a negative commandment, he violates a negative commandment. Aval b'mitzvat aseh, but if it's a positive commandment, if let's say for example he has a positive commandment to do it, and he says, I don't want to do it. So the Gemara says, kegon sha'omrim lo aseh sukkah, we tell the person make a sukkah, ve'inoseh, and he doesn't make it. Lulav ve'inoseh. What happens? Lulav ve'inoseh. So the Gemara says, makinoto ache tetzeh nafsho. Give him malkut until his neshama leaves. And Rashi says, kodem she'avar ala aseh ve'yesh be'ado lekayem. Even before he fulfills the aseh, because he's able to do it and he doesn't do it, so we give him malkut ache tetzeh nafsho.
Right? I think with the get also.
Nachon. For over there, we say it until the person says rotzeani. That's what we say, because it has to be by will. Right? Get is a lot more controversial, but anyhow, let's go to the Mishnah. Ba'amine or on Amud Bet. Ba'amine Rami Barchama Rav Chista. He had a question from Rav Chista. Harei zekitech velo tidgarshi bo el achar 30 yom. If someone says this is your divorce, but I only want you to be divorced to me after 30 days, so what's the deal? So we had a similar case like this before, if you remember the case of the cow, right? He told the person, go and pull this cow, but it'll only be acquired to you after 30 days. And we said, even if it's in a swamp, he acquired it. Even if it's in a public, anywhere, he acquired it. Okay? So the Gemara is now trying to say, what about this case? So, v'halcha v'inichato b'tzidei reshut haramim. She went, v'inichato, she went and placed this get in the public domain. She left it on the side, on the side of the public domain. So, mahu, what's the din then? Is it over, whenever it's over there after 30 days, does she consider acquiring it and therefore it's a get or not? So the Gemara says, Amar Leish, he said back to him.
Why it shouldn't be?
Because maybe it's not in her possession, right? Rashi says, look at Rashi, it's a good question. It's still over there after 30 days. I mean, it's not in her property. We're going to explain. Yeah, she said, this is your get for after 30 days. So it needs to be in her possession. So that's the question. Let's see. So Amar le einamigureshet. He responded, she's not considered divorced. Why? Midravu Shmuel, from the opinion of Rav and Shmuel. The Ravu Shmuel, Damri Tarvayu, they both say, Behuchet Sevurinu Munachin Bereshut Harabim. That which we said earlier in the Mishnah, right? What did we say? We said it had to be piled up in the Reshut Harabim. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Gamim Matnitin de Katania Kodem Zacha, the person whoever grabs it first is Zochebayan. So Alma, the Reshut Harabim Lokanele, Le Baalim, the Reshut Harabim, clearly, is not considered a Kinyan for the Baalim, for the owner. Whoever comes and grabs it now belongs to them. Right? We said when the person dies, now whoever comes and grabs it, that was one opinion. Whoever comes, I think it would be Tarfon, come and grab it, it's yours. So, Ela imken, lokana de Baalim midi, Rashi says, Ela imken magbinan hilkach la'achar shoshim la birshutahu, dileheve gerushin chayle. So therefore, after 30 days, it's not considered a gerushin because it's not in her possession for it to be chal. So the Gemara is saying, what about the tzadim of Reshut Harabim? So the Gemara says, v'tzidei Reshut Harabim ke Reshut Harabim damu. The sides of the Reshut Harabim of the public domain is like the Reshut Harabim himself, in that if the get is over there after 30 days and she's not holding it, she's not considered divorced, according to Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara answers, adaraba, on the contrary, megureshet mi de Rav Nachman. She's considered divorced from the opinion of Rav Nachman. The Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Amar Rabba Bar Avua. Rabba Bar Avua says, ha'omer l'chavero, we had this earlier, right? If someone says to his friend, "Meshoch para zo, velo tiye kenuya lecha ad la'achar 30 yom." Pull this cow, do meshicha by meshicha, and you will acquire it only after 30 days. The Gemara says, "Kana, he acquired it." Va'afilu omedet ba'agam, and even if the animal is standing in an agam, even if it's standing in a swamp, doesn't matter. That's also similar to our case of the Reshut Harabim. So clearly, what do you see? That even though it's the animal is standing somewhere else after 30 days, it's still considered acquired. So the Gemara says, "My love, hainu agam, hainu tzidei Reshut Harabim, is a agam, the swamp, and the sides of the Reshut Harabim not the same thing? And therefore, what do you see? The sides of the Reshut Harabim, if your object is there, if your animal is there, if your get is there, it would be acquired." So the Gemara says, "Lo, that's not the case. Agam lechud, v'tzidei Reshut Harabim lechud. There are two separate things. There's an agam, there's a swamp, and there's a Reshut Harabim. These are two sides of a Reshut Harabim. These are two different things.
Element
of not being so public.
Isn't agam could a lake?
Or it's not the same thing.
Isn't a lake agam?
Swamp, yeah, something like that. Similar. But the point is, what it's trying to prove is that these are two separate things. We still didn't clear it up yet. So the Gemara says, Ika d'amri, some say the other way around. Some say the other way around. Amar le, migureshen mi d'Rav Nachman. He responded, then no, the woman actually is divorced according to the opinion of Rav Nachman. V'tzidei Reshut Harabim ke agam dame. And the sides of the Reshut Harabim, which is where this get was placed, are like the agam. It's like the agam in that she acquired it after 30 days. Gemara comes and says, adraba, on the contrary, we're flipping the opinions around. Einam migureshet mi d'Rav u'Shmuel. She's not considered divorced because of the opinions of Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara says, my love, Hainu Rishut Arabim, Vahainu Tzidei Rishut Arabim, is it not that Rav and Shmuel, they hold that the sides of the Rishut Arabim and the Rishut Arabim themselves are the same. And so therefore, if the get is placed on the side of the Rishut Arabim, it's the same as being placed in the Rishut Arabim itself. And therefore, she does not acquire the get after 30 days, and she would not be divorced. The Gemara says, no, lo, Rishut Arabim Lechud, Vetzidei Rishut Arabim Lechud. The Rishut Arabim, the public domain, is one thing, and the side of the Rishut Arabim, that's not the actual Rishut Arabim, is something else. They're not the same thing, and so therefore, according to this version, the woman would be divorced, because it was placed on the side of the Rishut Arabim, and she did acquire the side of the Rishut Arabim, she did not acquire the Rishut Arabim, anywhere in the Rishut Arabim itself.
The side is Rishut Arabim.
It's a good question. I think it's two separate things, but it's a good question.
It is a different domain. It's not the Rishut Yachid for
sure. It's not. No, there's few different levels in Halachot Shabbat with regards to this. The Rishut Yachid, Karmelit, Rishut Harabim.
Yeah, but they consider the sides as a Rishut Harabim or not?
It's a good question. I don't know. It's a good question. I have to look into it. But Rashi says, just one last Rashi, Sidei Rishut Harabim samuch leketalim she'en derech b'nei adam la'avor sham litachlech u'dleit it's not the type of place that people would walk through. So it doesn't seem. It's definitely not the Rishut Arabim. It could be a Karmelit. It's probably Isur Darabanan, but it definitely would not be Isur Daraita because it's not the not the path where people would go. So let's just do a 1 minute recap on the daf. We started on the Amud Bet, Pehe Amud Bet. We started out by talking about if somebody sells their Shtar Chov, their document that they're owed money to, we said that even the inheritor, the person that inherits that person, is able to be Mochel, meaning they can sell the document and forgive on the loan. And the way you go about that is you can go and with the borrower make a loan with them and get a document in your name with them, so therefore they cannot, the person who had that loan that sold it to you, cannot forgive this loan now that you bought it. That would be the way to get around it. On the Amud Aleph, part number two of the daf, was we said there's something called Mand Dain Dina de Garme. Somebody who judges a case of Garme. Garme is a Gorem, Hefsed El Chavero. Somebody causes a Hefsed to his friend. So he says somebody who judges that case collects the whole document. If he doesn't judge that case, he only collects the worth of the paper, nothing. Okay, that was part number two. Part number three, we talked about the paying back of a Baal Chov. We said that paying back of the Baal Chov is a mitzvah, and that if a person says, I don't want to perform the mitzvah, what do? The Gemara said, we're makino tach tzatzen afsho, we hit him until he his neshama leaves him, or he says, okay, fine, I'll do it. And then part number four, as we flip the amud, was pretty much the remainder of until the Mishnah was going on. If let's say somebody has a get and they say this is your get, but it only will take place after 30 days, if the get was placed in the tzad of the Rishut Arabim, the side of the Rishut Arabim, is that considered like a Rishut Arabim or not? So if it's like the Rishut Arabim, then it would not be Megureshet, not be divorced. If it's like not like the Rishut Arabim, she would be divorced. And at the end, it's a machloket between Rav Nachman and Rav Ushmuel, that Rav and Shmuel would both say she's not considered divorced, whereas Rav Nachman would be of the opinion that Sidei Rishut Arabim is like an agam, and therefore she would be divorced. Baruch Adonai L'olam. Amen.